Bank of Cardiff. This is Kyle.
Bank of Car what?
Oh, Bank of Cardiff. And my name's Kyle.
Okay. This is Ken with Rocky Mountain Crane Service.
Oh, hey, Ken. Yeah, I did. Hold on one second here, actually. So, yeah, I don't know if you recall, but we spoke back in late August for a few minutes. He said, yeah, it was still in the preliminary stages, but you may be looking at bringing on a new lift over there, right around like $300,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to touch base and follow up and see how everything's been going over there for you lately.
Oh, you're a financer.
Yes, sorry, we're a private business bank. So we do, like, equipment financing and that sort of thing. So that's why I was, we spoke a few months back. Just wanted to get back in touch here.
We're all right now. We're still working on a project, but it's all still preliminary.
Okay. Gotcha. What type of project is that?
Put in a railroad spur.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're, going to try to work with economic development so we can get a low interest loan on it.
Okay, and have you worked with them before?
No.
No? And okay.
No, I got a clue how hard that is.
Okay, no, yeah, definitely. Well, what makes you want to work with them in particular then?
Well, we talked to a local bank and they said that the amount was too high and the collateral was too low.
Okay.
So we thought, well, we'll go with economic development, and maybe that will work. And
okay. Have you already?
Prime example of that. So.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Have you guys already talked to them yet and see what they could offer you, or?
No, we haven't.
No. Okay. Alrighty, well, I know it's still preliminary, so do you know when the job may start, or if you do, everything goes through?
Well, we bought the land already.
Okay.
It's 210 acres of land, and we're going to put a rail spur in on it.
Okay.
But I don't know the exact figures on the rail spur yet.
Gotcha.
And that's part we need financed.
Okay.
And the land, you see, it was 210 acres, and I think it was... $315,000 or something we paid on that, and then but the rail spur is going to be about $1.6 million.
Oh wow, that's a big piece. So I'm not too familiar with that. What exactly
is
a rail spur?
Over a mile of rail.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And so, the trains just kind of go back off onto that, or?
Yeah.
We're okay.
Designing a lay-down yard so the rail can come in. We can unload the rail, but we want to be able to unload an entire train at once.
Oh, gotcha. So this whole basically spur is going to allow the train to go in. You guys are going to be able to take the material off, and then it'll be able to swoop right back out. Nice and quick process. Okay, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, we're designing it so we can unload an entire train in one day.
In one day? Wow. So how many people is that going to take?
We figure about a dozen.
A dozen? Okay.
Yeah.
And, and then a whole day you'll get an entire train completely unloaded, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That seems like a lot of work to me, but I'm sure you guys are, you know, have a lot of experience there, so that helps. But, no, that's pretty impressive. And
you have to design it correctly so you can actually pull that off. Otherwise,
yeah.
Everybody thinks you're smoking dope or something.
Of course. So that's why it's still in the preliminary stages. You're drawing it out, making sure everything turns out right. Okay. Makes sense now. All right. So, yeah.
If you're interested in financing something like that, I could give you a call back. But
no, yeah. I definitely
do that kind of stuff or not.
Well, how long of a, like, term would you be, like, would be ideal for you, really? On something like that.
Oh,
like,
we'd probably want to go 20 year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It'd be more quite longer, yeah. No.
Probably 25 to 30 year minimum.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's our programs are kind of more along the end of shorter term in comparison to that. That's mm-hmm. why I wanted to, you know, ask real quick. But mm-hmm. other than that, yeah, we'd be more interested in maybe trying to do, like, if you had to pick up any new pieces of equipment to help you unload and load the train, or anything to help you get the whole yard ready to go the way you want it. You know, I don't know what all that entails, but if you guys were looking at maybe trying to finance some equipment on maybe a 2 to 5 year term, that kind of thing, that's where we'd really come in. And then shorter term capital as well, so just like unsecured cash. And that's typically like just if you had a job you needed to get some materials for, and just to get going, you know, you'd be paid like 2 or 3 months down the road all at once. That's how that is really ideal there. So, I mean, if you guys are looking, do you have any equipment needs you might be looking at bringing on at the end of the year anyways?
We just bought a 150-ton gantry crane, but we are looking at some other pieces that we're going to need.
Okay. And, yeah, well.
But right now, we haven't located them right yet.
Oh, God. No, yeah, I know that process very well.
We're kind of picky in what we want, and it's got to be exactly the right stuff, otherwise this whole project doesn't work right.
Yeah, so are you typically looking, like, brand new, or are you kind of trying to find, like, a good used one, or?
Actually, we're looking at good used because of the cost is really escalating on this project.
Yeah, it seems like it. What are you guys doing in sales, like, for just in general, to be able to afford something like this? You guys bringing in...
Well, right now, on the crane business, we're doing just over $4 million per year.
Okay.
And the profit margin on what we're running is about 35%.
Wow, that's pretty...
Which is pretty good, I think.
Yeah, no, that's really well. I mean, I've seen much lower, let's just say that. And that's good to hear. So is the train business all through Rocky Mountain Crane, or is that completely different?
We're actually, it'll be a separate company.
Okay.
But we were looking at the potential of this here, and it actually has a higher profit potential than the crane business. So we thought.
Oh, yeah, so might as well try to do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do that also.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. That's not. That's seems like it's working well for you guys. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting project, I bet. Once you guys get that going, probably, like
yeah,
you said,
it's coming up to about $2.5 million on it right now, not counting equipment.
Not counting equipment, and is that like?
So
are you guys
end up with about $3.5 million in it by the time we got all the ones.
Of course, yeah, and that's a pretty good investment. But so, like, how much do you think that profit margin will be? Higher than 35%, it sounds like?
It's going to be, the way we ran the numbers, and we're thinking we're pretty accurate on it, it came in for 35%.
Wow, that's awesome. That'll be nice. So, are you guys, like, self-funding this right now, or have you been, like, have a line of credit
from
your bank?
So far.
Oh, well, that's a good deal. Pretty good chunk of cash that you guys had there, so no debt on that. That's always a good way to start out, especially once you guys... kind of profits you'll be making off that. But okay, yeah, I would really be interested in trying to help you get any equipment you may need, since that, like, will be really ideal in terms of, like, the term lengths you're looking for. I don't think we'd be able to really help you out on the spur setup, but yeah, if you guys are looking to get a few new pieces, take advantage of some write-offs at the end of the year too, we're all for that. And you know, we do new and used both, and I know you haven't located the exact stuff you're looking for, but I know I've had a few customers before who get stuff sold out from underneath them all the time. They have their eye on it, they don't pull the trigger quick enough. But what I do like to recommend, just to try to avoid that, I mean, we could get a jump start on this, we could get your file going over here, and that way, once you do locate them, you can call Kyle up and say, hey, found what I'm looking for, here's the quote, you know, here's a little bit more about it, and then it's like 90% done there, and you get your piece the next day.
We have a real good line of credit. that we can use. But see, that's real short term there.
Yeah, definitely.
So on the purchases for where we find something we want right away, we can go ahead and do it, but then we have to finance it later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I understand. We do that same process here. Like, if it's within like 90 days of buying it, we can actually buy it back from you and then finance it, if that makes sense. So reimburse you for the cost of it and then take out a, you know, a term over here. And that's always an option as well. So, yeah, anyway, you know, we can really help you out any way you want to go if you want to just kind of wait for right now. But, yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, no. Yeah.
I'll wait on it for now.
Of course. All right, Ken, well, looks like, you know, we might be able to try to throw our hat in the rain here down the road shortly. Okay. So, I have your email here. Is it still ken@rockymountaincrane.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so I'll keep in touch that way, make sure you have that. But yeah, any other questions or anything we might be able to help you out with right now?
No.
All righty. Okay. Well, I'll be in touch, and when the time does come, keep me in mind there. You'll have my information, and a super quick process, so, you know, don't worry about having to set much time aside for it or anything like that.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Of course. You have a good one.
Goodbye.
Bye.